here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Drew?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Drew. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here. How you doing?
Okay. Good, and you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far, so good problem to have.
Yes.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line mainly to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
All I'm worried about is, will it be a flat rate? Do I pay monthly? Do I pay yearly?
Yes. Oh, no, it's month to month, and it's always a flat rate, so you'll know exactly what you're spending. Even though it's month to month,
no additional charges.
Correct. Yeah, we have no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. So you'll know exactly what you're spending. It's just a one-time payment each month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question, though. You know, some of the services out there are like pay-per-lead services, and, you know, they charge you per lead even when you don't get the job. I hate those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so this one's just a flat rate month to month. We let the customers call you directly. Your rate doesn't change based on what you're making. So, I mean, you could get 100 calls, 200 calls. Your bill's the same each month. It's not going to change.
Okay.
You're just paying for us to keep you up there, and then the customers all contact you directly. So as far as costs, normally our pricing is set at a flat rate of $499 month to month, but because of your new in business credit, I can actually reduce the price down to just $299. And that's a package deal that would include a custom website design. So you'll actually get your businesses.com site, and you'll have that attached to your Google verified business profile on the first page of the search results.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we'd list you on the first page for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So you can actually hand select the services you're found for. However, we always do a client interview with all of our clients. That's what helps us set up your website and your account. And we'll have recommendations. So we can actually see through the Google Analytics system, like which services in your industry are being searched the most. But you have final say on everything that you're listed for and how your website looks.
Okay.
Okay. If I could approve that pricing structure at $299 month to month, is this something you could see a value in doing for Countryside Cuts LLC?
Yes, I can. But so it would not, 5 years down the road, it won't go up to $499, right?
Nope. It'll stay $299 for as long as you're with us, and we send that to you in writing.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. When I submit the profile to Google, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your company, but there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you when it comes in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are in the top recommended section. What's the street address that I could send that to?
1524.
Okay, 1524.
Space, as in dog.
D.
Space is good. Declaware. DEC. LOUEC.
Okay.
Highway.
D. Declaware Highway. Okay, I'm getting something wrong here with this address. Let me see if
okay,
I could.
Read it back to me.
Yeah, you said it was 1524, and then you said space D, and it was Declaware Highway.
There's a D and then a space, then Declaware Highway.
Oh, so it's. Oh, are you saying space like the actual word or?
No, like. Like the actual space bar.
Oh, I gotcha. Here we go. So it's just 1524 Declaware Highway in Brewbridge.
No, you have to add a D in front of Declaware.
Ah, interesting.
Because a lot of people put 1524 Declaware Highway. So mm-hmm. if you don't put that D just by mm-hmm. itself, you'll never get anything.
Oh, okay. All right, I gotcha. So let me fix it. D, Declaware Highway, 70517, right? That's you right there?
Yeah.
Okay. I pinned it on the Google Maps, so that way it goes directly to you. And then you want me to hide the street address online?
Do you think I should?
Yeah, I mean, you're in an industry where you're going to them. They're not going to come to you. So I always think it's a good idea just to have it hidden. It'll still have, like, city, state, zip, the parish. It just won't have, like, the actual street address or turn-by-turn directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can hide it.
All right. And then what's your last name, Drew?
Theriot. T-H-E-R-I-O-T.
I-O-T. And is Drew short for Andrew?
No, that is Drew. D-R-E-W.
Okay. And just to confirm, your last name is T-H-E-R-I-O-T.
Yes.
Okay. And then you can only have one phone number on your Google Business profile. Did you want to use the phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 337-441-6662?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing as well as your invoice receipt?
Drew Theriot 3, like the number 3, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. So just first, last, the number 3 at yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. Perfect. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
You could put, let me see, I wonder how everybody else got it listed.
Well, I mean, it's really up to you. It's at your own discretion. Sometimes people will go, like, sun up to sundown, so, and then they'll have, like, Monday through Friday, and then a lot of times I tell them on the weekends to make it, like, by appointment only, so that way the customers can still call you, but, you know, obviously you'll schedule them to work during your regular work hours, so... it's really at your own discretion.
Yeah, we could do that. Turn up to sundown and then weekends only by appointment.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday by appointment. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I got your business profile created. We're going to need, do you have a logo for the business or like photos of work that you've done in the past?
I have a logo.
Okay, you have a logo. Okay, we'll get the logo sent over. No before and after pictures, though?
I'll have to look. I have some somewhere, just I'd have to dig for them.
No worries. I mean, you have time to send in the photos and stuff, but I'm going to send you the email so you can send in photos. Send as many as you can and send your logo as well, too. This is stuff that we're going to have on all your online listings. So one major benefit to having a first-page placement on Google is you get Google's popular directory submission. So you actually will end up on, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. There's even a Facebook ads campaign that comes through this. You could generate leads from all those platforms too. And so we definitely want to publish that, make sure it has the same up-to-date information that is being seen on the first page of the Google search results. So send in as many pictures as you can.
Mm-hmm. And y'all said the lady that I was talking before said I had a 5-star review. Would that pop up on Google too? Or
yeah.
How would that work?
Yeah, we actually always recommend that you request reviews through the tracking system that we provide. That way the customers write them in real time. We want to build up your online reputation as much as possible. It's one thing to be top recommended, but if you're top recommended with a 1-star rating, it's not going to do you much good. So we want to get as many good reviews as we can up there and publish it. It's just an extra deciding factor for your potential prospects.
Yeah. It's actually not letting me send any photos.
Oh, you have to send it to that email address. You don't text them back. Yet there's an email in that text that I sent you.
Yeah, I'm on the email. Like, I'm sending an email, but it doesn't let me click any photos to be sent or anything like that.
Huh. Are you already logged into your email?
Yeah.
You should be able to just go to the photos and, like, click the photo you want, click send, and then you just put photos at localsplash.com. You just type that in as the receiver. And usually that works like that. It's almost like you're texting a photo to somebody, but you just plug in the email address there on your mobile device.
So, say that again?
Yeah, so if you go to the photo or like your logo that you're planning on sending over, and then there's a little like icon when you at the bottom when you go to send the photo, like if you tap on it, you'll see a little box with an arrow pointing up if you have an iPhone.
Okay.
Yeah, you tap on that, and then it'll give you options like AirDrop, messages, mail, might have like social media in there. I know you go through Yahoo. So you might just have to send it through your regular mail. I don't know if the Yahoo pops up on there. I know with my Gmail, it just pops up in there. But if you click on that and then, or on the email, and then you type in the email address as the receiver where it says the to and from. So you just put photos@localsplash.com in there. And then once you send it over, it'll come through to us. We already have your number and your email on file, so we'll know these photos are you, and we'll be ready for your client interview. So that's actually what I was going to ask you, too. So we have to do a client interview. This is where we fine-tune your campaign. So we're actually going to circle back with you today, if your schedule allows it. But it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete. We do ask for an hour window to complete the client interview, but this is where we're going to interview on, like, your site, the services you offer, the service area you cover. What's your schedule look like today?
Y'all can call me around probably about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay. I have a... sorry, you cut out. Can you say that again?
I said if y'all free around 5 o'clock, that'll work.
Yeah, I have a 4 to 5 available. If that's better for you, it looks like they're kind of booked between 5 and 6.
That'll work.
Okay.
All
right.
Do I send it? Is it small, medium, or auto size?
Just do the auto, and then if it doesn't come back clear, the client interview technician will let you know, and then we could always modify it or do it a different way. But usually the reason we have you send it via email is so that they do come through clear. No matter what size you send them in, rather than if you just texted it in, it'll come through with like a format for like an iPhone or an Android rather than for a PC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me go and submit.
I just sent that over. I just sent my logo. I have to get pictures. I got a few pictures here.
Don't worry. We're going to get more jobs and get more pictures. It's just something you want to keep in the back of your mind when you're going to new jobs. Just to keep taking photos, maybe before and after shots, and sending them in. You know, a lot of times I have guys that have, like, no photos, no logo. We build their logo, and then we put, like, generic photos up there until we have time to, you know, get their clients in and get new photos that are real and original.
Okay.
So I sent you an invitation to the client interview. It should be between 4 and 5 o'clock today, or it will be. I'll contact you first, and then I'll introduce you to a client interview technician that'll walk you through it. It's about set 30 questions that'll help us set up the profile and do all the fine-tuning on the campaign.
Okay.
All right.
How did you send that to me?
It's a Google Calendar invitation. So it'll come through on there. And then they're also going to text you about 1 hour prior to the appointment as well as a reminder.
Calendar?
Yeah, well, we schedule it on a Google Calendar, but it goes to your email. So you'll get a calendar invitation via your Yahoo, your Drew, forgive me if I pronounced your last name wrong, Ethereat3@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
It's like the riot.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The riot. That's pretty cool. All right. So I have your business profile completed, client interview scheduled, so we're good to go on that. Last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment, and then you'll be all set for the client interview this afternoon. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Drew, how did you want to do that?
By a Visa card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay, so just Drew the Riot. Any middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. And is your billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
On the front of the card? No, it's on the back.
Oh, interesting. The Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Oh, must be a pretty new Visa. I think they just started doing that. Okay. I'm ready for you.
4625.
4625.
4750.
4750.
9083.
9083.
2651.
2651. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date, 0927.
0927, and then 3-digit code on the back.
007.
007. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Countryside Cut.
Thank you. And your business LLC. Is... Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So you want the LLC displayed, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says, can you please state your name and title within the company?
Drew Terrio, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
What's that?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Drew, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's very important. We need your cooperation, especially in like the whole first week to get everything set up, get your PIN verification letter back, do the client interview. So try to make sure you're responsive to those. And then once we got that all knocked out, you know, answer your phone, get good reviews, and you'll do fine. And it says here, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
What's that?
It's asking like if you're going to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement that you're using while you're with us. The main reason asking this, it's not saying that you got to cancel anything that you already have, but we want to make sure that you don't like duplicate anything that we're already doing for you, or pay for something that you already have.
Okay.
Right? So like you get a call from Yelp tomorrow, you know, politely decline, say, hey, I'm already working with Local Splash. They're going to set this up for me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Rather than
yes.
Pay them, because then they'll create another one, and then you have two of them floating around. Just causes a headache. I have to go in there and delete one, fix it. All right. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you're first starting out with your Google business profile, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 19th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com or the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 19th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so it's an indefinite discount, and again, we're going to send that to you in writing, as I mentioned earlier. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are...
How much is it a month?
It's $299.
A month?
Yeah, $299 a month, month to month. It's about $10 a day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's super cost efficient. Yeah, I think your website, your Google business first page placement, Bing listing, Facebook ads, and then all the popular directories with the tracking system.
I thought $299 a month?
Yeah. Yeah. You thought it was $2.99?
Yeah, that's how y'all made it sound.
What? No, I said it was $499 and we'll bring it down to $299.
Yeah, y'all didn't say 100 at all.
Definitely, yeah. Did. That's why they make us record the conversations.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you should have the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement there. What do you mean? I mean, this is the best thing that you could do for your business. How many clients are we going to have to bring you in order for that to make sense for your business each month?
At least 5 a month. We're paying for it.
That's easily doable. Very easily doable. Google advertising. We do, can't guarantee you a certain amount of clients. I mean, we're putting you on the first page of the search results. You'll have that. But the customers call you directly. There's a live call. So Home Advisor, like the company that you're doing now, Home Advisor by Angie, uses Google advertising in order to get the leads that they're selling to you. So if you're getting leads consistently off of that, but you have to pay for every single one, you know, you'll definitely get consistent flow of leads off of this, but you won't have to pay for every single one that comes in.
Okay, I'm going to try it for 2 months. And how hard is it to cancel?
We're still on the recorded line. So in the voice verification, I'll just repeat it back to you. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing date. So you basically just let us know before the 19th day, and we discontinue the service. You'll still have all your reviews. You'll still have all your Google business profile and everything that we create for you, like all your online listings. You just won't see yourself on the first page of the search results anymore. Obviously, the calls will start to slow down a lot when you're not on the first page, but that's it. We just part ways as friends. So you still keep everything that we create, and you'll still have all the credibility factors of being Google verified and having all your reviews and everything on Google. So people will still be able to find you on Google if they're looking up your name, but you just won't be on the first page. So. Just a phone call. Yeah. You're going to love it. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then, you know, this is going to be a nice change of pace for you. You'll know exactly what you're spending. People are calling you live rather than you having to call them back and compete with other people's prices. All right. And then I'm sending you my number directly, too. So if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll continue to walk you through it and make sure everything's going smoothly. Okay. Now, it says you should have, or it says upon your initial payment authorization, you should get a welcome text message and email. So do you have a text in there that says, like, Drew, thank you for choosing Local Splash? We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. There's a link in there.
Okay, now what is it? It says, Drew Terrio, you are choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice, that one?
Yep, yep, yeah. Click on that link right there.
Okay.
All right. And then this is everything outlined in the service agreement. So everything that we're doing for you is in black and white right here. Okay?
Okay.
So it'll have all the products and features that are promised to you, the discounted pricing structure that I gave you on the package, the billing date, the cancellation policy, it's all outlined right here. And then at the bottom, it asks you to sign off on it. And then there's a hard copy of this that'll be sent to your email as well. So you'll have this saved, and we'll have this saved, that you're getting that discounted pricing structure indefinitely and all these services included in the package.
Okay, I just did that. It's actually for a username and password.
Okay, that'll be for your tracking system. So at the end of your client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5, they're going to send you a new email with a temporary username and password. It's going to have a link for you to download the mobile app, and it's also going to have a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So when you get time, obviously,
okay,
you want to download that and save that. That's going to be a good way to track your clients and every single customer that we're bringing in for you. Okay. All right, and then there's another text message in there. If you go back, It'll say, Drew, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further.
Okay.
All right. There's a link in there. Now, this link is for your Google Advanced Verification. Now, I definitely recommend that if you're saying, hey, I'm just going to try it for a month or two, get all this stuff in as soon as possible. Because once you're advanced verified, you're always advanced verified, right? So, like, if you have, like, a license or insurance, pictures of tools and equipment, pictures of work vehicle, license plate, business card, an invoice, or pictures of your workplace, you know, anything like that, send all these in. It's not going to go, you know, online for everybody to see. It literally just goes straight to Google. But what they'll do is they'll put a little badge on your profile, and they'll separate you from the other guys. The badge will say, you know, Google Verified Business, and that lets them know, like, hey, this guy's legit. He has all his paperwork. We've done our research on him. You know, we've looked into him. He's good to go. So that makes customers just feel more comfortable when you have that badge. Then you just go, okay, give this guy a call. I know he's got everything. I don't have to worry about it, you know? Google did the homework for me. So fill that out as much as you can. It does tell you at the bottom if you're missing parts of it. Sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough information if you're missing parts of it. Don't worry. It says in these cases, the only remaining option is we'll live video call with Google on the line. Okay? So it'll be me, you, and Google. And it's just
asking. So I'm going to set up a Google account?
No, we create your Google business profile account for you.
Okay, because it's saying sign into Google on that other email.
On what email?
Not email, that text that it says, Drew, to get your Google business profile verified, that one, that link.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In there, when you click on it, it's asking for a Google sign-in.
Huh. Oh, for your Google business profile. Okay. Well, we're going to create the Google business profile. Yours is a little different. We're starting from scratch. Sometimes we have people that have a business profile, maybe with even like one review on there, but we're doing yours from completely scratch. So give us like a day or two just to get that up and running, and then we'll log you back in there. I'll resend you the form when it's ready, and then you'll be able to log into the Google business profile and do it from there. I forgot you have a Yahoo, not a Gmail, or else we would have been able to just kind of
yeah.
No worries. We'll get it squared away for you. Little more legwork, but no problem. You know, our goal is to make sure that you're making money and that everything's working for you. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid at the end of the day. So, with it being a month-to-month program, you know. So we'll definitely fix that and get you up and running. But that concludes the initial setup process. So I do want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. If you do have questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number, as well as we have 24/7 customer service available to you. So at any time, if you need help with the listings, you want to make changes, want to make a switch to the profile, anything like that, even if it's just a simple question, I mean, don't hesitate to ask. We want to make sure that you understand what we're bringing to the table for your business.
Okay. I just hope it pays off at the end.
Oh, it does. It's going to offset not just itself, but probably whatever you invested in the Home Advisor. But if that's not something that you're going to do long term, I'm not telling you you have to cancel it. More than likely you will. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service, and they tend to like being on Google and just having people call them directly better. So I'm not going to tell you what to do, but, you know, more than likely you'll wind up leaving them. You know, I always recommend keep your overhead as low as possible.
Yeah, because it's nice to have my name on Google, but for $299 a month,
it's not just having your name on Google. I mean, a lot of people have their name on Google. This is having you as a top recommended option. So you got to think, like, anybody typing in lawn care, it's not that they have to even put in your location. You know, if they're within 40 miles of you and they type in lawn care, landscaping, any one of the services that you provide, you're popping up. You know, so it's one thing if somebody's going on Google looking up your name. Those people know you already. I'm talking about people who have no idea you even exist. They're just looking for somebody to do lawn care and landscaping, and now Google's recommending you to them as the top option. You know, so it's definitely going to work, Drew. It's not just putting you up there. It's like having you list. That's what you're really paying for, and that's what makes the money, is that you show up top recommended. Most people trust Google more than they trust their own friends and family. So
if somebody gets five calls a month, and just say five calls a month, That'll pay up for it. I'd be very satisfied with 5 calls a month.
Well, it has to be jobs, right? I mean, that's the thing. Like, you're coming from a lead gen, so you're thinking 5 leads. If I can get 5 leads, you know, we're not talking about leads or calls. We're talking about, like, conversion, like jobs. Leads and calls don't make money. Jobs make money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, five jobs, just say 5 new loans a month, that'll pay off.
Yeah. Like you said, you're going to try it for 2 months. We always recommend you try it for 2 months. If you give it that a lot of time, I promise you, you'll never use anything else ever again. And I've been here 10 years, so I say that, like, very confidently. I have a lot of guys that I've been working with, like, 8 or 9 years already.
Okay.
All right. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day. Like I said, don't stress out. I know it was, like, a lot of information in the call. But a lot of it's documented there in your text message field. If you have any questions, call in, but try to just relax or knock out some work, and then we'll circle back with you between 4 and 5, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Drew. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye.